Tonight I watched an episode from Series 3 of Boston Legal. We bought the DVDs and are working our way through them. And one of the lawyers in the show, not one of the lawyers from the hero firm, but Crane, Paul and Schmidt, but a lawyer from an opposing counsel, and therefore, at least at this stage of the series, a lawyer that's going to lose. And the lawyer told an apocryphal sort of wise little story. And I think we've all received these in emails. You know, those mawkishly sentimental, often pseudo-religious or explicitly religious stories that are sort of cute and symmetrical. And, you know, there's something in that for all of us, those sorts of stories. This one was the one where a person's in the middle of a flood and they're sheltering on top of their roof and the waters are getting higher and higher. And someone comes along in a little dinghy and says, "Hop on the dinghy, I'll rescue you." And the person on the roof says, "No, no, God will save me." And someone else comes along in a catamaran or something and says, "Hop on my catamaran, I'll rescue you." And the person on the roof says, "No, no, God will save me." And finally a helicopter comes swooping by as the waters are lapping at the man's feet and says, "Grab the ladder, hop on the helicopter, we'll rescue you." And he says, "No, no, God will save me." And eventually the waters raise up and he drowns. The story doesn't end there, of course. The story ends with him going up to heaven and him saying, accusingly saying to God, "God, why didn't you rescue me? I had faith. Why didn't you rescue me?" And God says, "You idiot. I sent you a dinghy. I sent you a catamaran. I sent you a helicopter." It's one of those stories where we're supposed to go, "Ah, yes, the foolishness of man," or "how short-sighted we are." I think in that situation, and that was the spirit of how it was attempted to be used in the show, but I think my reaction at that point, if I was the man in the story, I would have taken the dinghy, but if I was the man in the story and I'd had that kind of faith, I think I would have said to God, "Couldn't you have been a little bit less ambiguous in your messengers that you sent, rather than looking like really unreliable dinghies and catamarans or helicopters, rather than looking like humans offering me imperfect help? It would have been nice if you'd somehow given me even a clue that they'd actually been sent by you. Then maybe I would have trusted in you as I was trusting in you. I mean, you're supposed to be all-knowing and all-powerful, right?" Of course, by then, God probably would have sent me to hell.